2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, we have a more sure word of prophecy. He was talking about when he was up on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus, and then he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well. You do well that you take heed as what? Unto a light. As unto a light. Say, as unto a light.
As unto a light.
I hope you're ready for this, because this is where we're going today. See, the Holy Ghost, he spoke, he told people to write certain things, and they spoke as they were moved by who? The Holy Ghost. They were moved, say, they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
They were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Right? Who were? The holy men of God who wrote these verses of Scripture. Even the ones we've been reading. Right?
Right.
And he says, you do well, or profit, if you take heed as unto a light that shines in a dark place. Now there's a reason we're going here today, as a, say, as unto a light.
As unto a light.
Now, one time I was preaching, wasn't here, was in some other location, and we were just preaching along, and I'd opened up my Bible, and as I opened it up and began to read the verse of Scripture, that was, I saw the light of God begin to shine out. Have you ever seen those movie scripts where it looks like there's a sheet of dark paper, and then there's a cut that's made into it, and the light just gleams out of it? You ever seen that? Well, that's exactly what happened with each of the letters and each of the words. The light began to shine out of it, and I had to look away. It was too bright. We say, oh, well, you're hallucinating. Well, or God was showing me something. You understand? But I saw the light of God coming out of that. I could see the light and that the words were made of. Say, he could see the light that the words were made of. I hope this isn't too deep for you today, but he said to take heed to the word as unto a light. Does it say that? Right? Why am I taking heed to the word according as if it's a light? Because it's written out of light. It's written from the light of God. The holy men of old wrote it down as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Are you here? Just follow me in this. I'll walk you through it. As unto a light. Well, to me, when I was reading that, the veil was taken away, and I began to see that the words were not only written out of light, they were written from the light. Are you here? Is that good for us? Yeah, and I hope you hold on. Well, there it said, is a more sure word. So that light is more sure than anything else. You understand that? That word that is coming to you that is out of light. This whole Bible is literally written out of the light of God. Let me prove this to you. Go to 1 John. Brother, this is radical. Yeah, but I'm not holding back. You need to know these things. You need to know that the words that you're speaking in agreement with God are more than just words. They're words that God put into the earth for you to walk with him in. And they're written out of light. The light of God. Anyway, the first epistle of John. First John, right? That's not the first book of John. That's the second book of John. Are you here? Am I confusing you now? It's the first book of John that comes second after the first book of John. Anyway, 1 John chapter 1. Let's look at verse 5. Are you here? This then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. How much darkness is in him? None more. The answer is none more. Which means God is light. Now I'm presenting to you today, and you can either receive it or not. I get it. I say things that some people just don't, they're just not ready for it. They don't want to go there. But I'm presenting to you today that God is light, meaning he's made out of light. It is what he is made out of. Hopefully you can receive it, because that's it, man. When people look at him, no man can look at him. Why? Because he's so bright. He's light. He is light. He's the source of all light. He is literally made out of light. And people go, oh, well, yeah, God is love. Now that's different. He is light, but he does love. You understand? He isn't made out. Love is a concept. Love is emotion. Love is all of these things that he can do. Are you here?
Yeah.
Now see, this is where I get into problems, because I step on people's toes. Mm-hmm. I've had people, preachers that were educated in cemetery, that come and try to instruct me and say God is love, so therefore he loves the devil and he loves everybody. And I'm like, read your Bible, because that's foolishness. Mm-hmm. You're making stuff up. It's not the same. God is light. It's what he's made out of. I'm gonna prove it as much as I can in the Bible this evening, right? Amen. Say God is light. Right, but it's not the same as being God is love. Are you here?
Yes.
He's actually made of light. Other scriptures say God is love. It's not the same thing. Love is a concept, but light is a substance. Light is a thing. You understand?
Yes.
Romans 8, I won't have you turn there. Romans 8:13 says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I what? Hated. Romans 9:13 says, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Mm-hmm. How could love hate? Do you understand? How about God so loved the world? It's something he applied to the world. It's something he applied to Jacob. It's something he did not apply to Esau. Are you here? God is made of love. He is not made of love. He loves. You understand? He loves. I don't know. Maybe I didn't need to go all down that. God is light, but he is light. It's what his substance is. It's what he's made of. That's why scientists can't figure it out, what's going on. It's a wave. It's a particle. You don't even know what you're talking about. Are you here? So when God in the beginning, I'm going to help you out here. When God in the beginning said, let there be light, he was literally speaking himself out there into the world around him. You understand? That's what God does. He speaks himself forth. I hope you can get this. I have to say certain things tonight. God tells me to say certain things. I have to say them, and you can get mad at me, but at least when I go home, God doesn't get mad at me. Right?
Amen.
I told you, I'm not holding back. When God said, let there be light, he spoke a substance. Are you here? I'm going to take you to many other verses of scripture that say this. When he said, let there be light, he was speaking of himself out into darkness, right? And what was there? Then there was light. Is this making sense? So there's God, and he had to speak forth the light for there to be light out there. He is light. Are you getting this? And then he began to divide the light. What? Divide the light? Yes, he began to divide it up. All right, let's go back there. Are you here? Genesis chapter 1. God is light. All right, in the beginning God created the heaven. Genesis 1:1, the easiest thing to find in your Bible, right past the index. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, first thing he said, what did he say? Let there be light. He spoke out of himself, and this is what God told me to tell you. Like I said, you can believe it or not. When he spoke those words, let there be light, he spoke forth the entire kingdom of light. Right then and there, the whole thing was established way before anything else came to be. The kingdom of light. Is there a kingdom of light? Yeah, that's where he lives. He spoke it forth, and the whole kingdom was established. The whole kingdom of light. way before any of this other came about. Are you here? He created in that very instance the entire kingdom of light, which is more solid, more real, more heavy, more important than anything else that he's going to speak. Are you here?
Yes.
He spoke forth the entire kingdom of light. It was all encapsulated in that one word. And he saw the light, and it was good. And then God what? Divided the light from the darkness. That's what I told you. I hope you're here. I hope you're listening. God spoke forth light. It was all of himself, and it was his kingdom, and it was fully established, the kingdom of light, right? And then he began to divide it. Look what it says. And he divided the light from the darkness, and he called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. What happens when you divide light? A rainbow would probably be the best example of that, right? The best demonstration. If you take a prism and you shine light through it, what comes out? It's divided into all those other colors. Are you here? Have you ever seen a color wheel? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, a color wheel. Take a piece of paper and you put, you know, little pie shapes on it, and you put all the different colors of the rainbow around the pie shape. I should have brought one of these. And then you spin it. What happens? What happens when you spin it? It goes around. No, when you look at it, what happens when you look at the color wheel spinning around? It turns white. All you see is the white. Why? Because now it's no longer divided. It, are you here?
Yes.
Is this too difficult? I remember doing this in, you know, school. What if you took the whole earth and you spun it around? It's got all the colors in it. You know we have colors, right? To all the colors of the rainbow. You got orange, oranges. Let's go to try to say something was orange. What's orange? Oranges. You got birds of all different colors, right? Cardinals are red. Blue sky, yellow moon, green clovers. Are you here? What if I took the whole earth and I spun it really fast? I know it's spinning now really fast, and you saw it, it would be white as light. I'm really trying to get you to go somewhere. All creation was divided. We'll just stop right there, lest I get into any more stuff. But it all came out of God. Can you give me that? That the words, "Let there be light," came out of God.
Yes.
Right? It came out of him. He spoke it forth from himself, and he said, "Let there be light." And in that light, I'm telling you, I wish you'd listen to me. I'm telling you, in that light is fully the kingdom of light, and it's already established, and it's more real than anything you can possibly imagine in this earth. And he spoke these words, and they came out of that kingdom. They came out of that light. Anyway, I'm enjoying this. He came out of the light. They came out of God. That's why he said, "And it was all good." Right?
Yes.
James 1:17 said, "Every good and perfect gift came down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness or shadow of turning." He spoke it forth. It came out of him, came down. Right? He divided the light so we could see it. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going, by the way? This came out of him. Where are we going? We're going back into that kingdom made out of light.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes.
What's in that kingdom made out of light? Everything. I hope you hold on to get there with me. We go from glory to glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going back there. So we truly have a light-based faith. We have a light-based religion. Go to Hebrews.
Well, how do you get that light-based faith and the light?
Because faith comes by the word, and the word came out of the light. Are you here? So what is the base and substance of the word? It's light that came out of the kingdom of God, and this kingdom is more real than anything you can see or feel. Is this any good?
Yes.
I'm getting excited about it. Amen. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11. Well, let me ask you, who inspired these words? How'd they get here? The Holy Ghost moved on men to write them down or speak them, right?
Yes.
God is light, so therefore they contain that light. Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that what? The worlds were what? Framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. What's that mean? Meaning there's things that don't appear, that we can't see, that the world was made out of, was framed. Are you here? Means it sits on it. It exists by it. That would be the light of God. Am I getting any of this across? Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. There is a tangible light of God that comes from the kingdom of God. Say a tangible light. What does tangible mean? Tangible means you can feel it. It is more real. It carries weight with it. It's heavier. It's more solid. Are you here? What happens when the earth passes away? That kingdom is still there. Right? Where do the blessings come to you from? They come from that kingdom being established in your life. Are you here? Tangible light of God. It's more sure, it's more real, it's solid. Now, oh, again, you know, you can have people, well, I'm a preacher, right? And I'm preaching to you what the Holy Ghost has shown me, and I'm saying what he's telling me to tell you. Now, whether you receive it tonight or not, that is up to you. But there's a tangible light from the kingdom of God that is more solid and more real. It's more solid than that wall or this floor. Are you here? Most people would agree with that. They would believe with it until it comes down to, well, I guess I have to believe that now. Right? The kingdom of heaven is not a fallacy. It's not a made-up thing. It's a place that exists from the foundation of the world that's more real, more solid, and it's heavier. Tangible light of God. Often we'll hear about the glory of the Lord. Have you ever heard of the glory of the Lord? Have you ever heard that the word glory means weighty? It's heavy. There's been times where you felt the glory of the Lord come on you, and it was weighty and it was heavy. And people look at you, why can't you get up? Because there's something on me that's weighty and heavy. Are you here?
Yes.
Glory and light are synonymous. You're going to the light. You're going to the glory. We're going from one light to the next light. Are you here? This light is extremely heavy. It's more real than things you can see. I hope you can get this. It'll help you. It's more real than what you can feel. It's now, if I'm talking about the word, okay, and I'm saying, and the word says, by Jesus' stripes I was healed, is that more real, and the weight in that word more real than your sickness and disease?
Yes,
yes it is. It supersedes it, right?
Yes.
My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Where does that exist? In his kingdom, we speak it forth. It's more real than the poverty or the lack or the creditor, whatever it is. Are you here?
Yes.
Where does that exist? Well, it's written in the word, but it is his kingdom. He spoke it into the earth. Right?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to know about all this light stuff. This is a light-based word, light-based religion that we're walking in with God, who is light. So if you don't want anything to do with light, and it's a tangible light, I'll go to Ephesians 5. We're winding this down, hopefully, maybe. Ephesians chapter 5. Yeah, glory be to God forever. I'm excited about it. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 5. You there?
Yep.
Verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are you what?
Light.
You're light in the Lord. Walk as children of
light.
And people want to yell at me, ah, you're crazy, you know, walk as children of light. What are you supposed to walk as a child of? Light. What light? This light that is his kingdom. Do you understand there's a kingdom of light? And where are you going to, oh light child of God? You're going to that kingdom. You're from that kingdom. You're going to that kingdom. You use the words of that kingdom. It's a kingdom out of light. You're made out of light. Are you here?
Yeah.
And it's tangible and it's more real than anything. Now, how did God create what we see and feel and hear? He spoke it, but he spoke it out of light. You understand? So it has to, all of this, what we see is really not as solid as the light that spoke it into existence. Are you here?
Yes.
All right. Walk as children of light. Yeah. It's still in Ephesians. Go to Ephesians 5 verse 13. Isn't that nice? It's right down there. But all things which are reproved are made manifest. How? By the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is the light. What if I want the word of God manifest in my life? What has to make manifest? What does your Bible say makes manifest? The light is what makes it manifest. Are you here?
Yes.
So you're saying that if I have a promise of God and I want it to be manifest, that it's the light that's going to make it manifest? Yes. We're almost done. Job. Now, are you still here? Do you understand? God is light. He spoke from himself. He's the first thing he spoke was the kingdom of light. It is complete. It's full. It's already. And then he began to divide it. And here we are in the earth, right?
Yes.
And then he spoke these words in his Bible, and they are written out of light because he is light. And then we're children of light. We're supposed to walk in the light as he is in the light, right?
Yes.
And whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Job 22. Job? What? Job. I haven't opened the book of Job in years. Job chapter 22. Find it. Job chapter 22. Yeah, glory be to God forever. Woo. Did I write this down? I don't think I wrote the right one down. Maybe it was 28. Glory be to God forever. That's what happens when you write them down so quick. I'm in Proverbs, that's why. It doesn't say the same thing. Job 22. You still there?
Yeah.
That's verse 28. Thou shall also what? Decree a thing. What does decree a thing say mean? You're gonna speak something. Are you here? You can decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. Are you here? You're gonna decree, you're gonna say something, and we, you know, we've talked about this many times, just decreeing scriptures, and it shall be established unto you, and light shall shine upon your ways. Are you getting this?
Yes.
What makes it manifest? The light makes it manifest. It comes from the kingdom of light that is already there. We need to just speak it forth. Are you getting this? Amos 3:3, I won't have you look it up. It says, how do two walk together except they be agreed? Meaning they say the same thing. So God is saying one thing. He's God in the earth today. We walk with him by saying the same thing. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon your ways. Is that any good? I hope so. Now go to Philippians and we'll try to end with this. Would it be such a shock to you that if God is light, according to the scriptures, that he lives in a kingdom of light, made out of light, right? And then when speaking out those things, they're established. How do we walk with God if we're not doing the same thing he's doing? We say things and they're established unto us, and light shines upon our way. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. What's a good verse?
19.
Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. But my God. Who's your God? He's the Holy Ghost. He's God in the earth today, right?
Yes.
Out of the kingdom of light. My God shall supply all your need. You should have a duh moment here in a second. According to his riches in glory. What glory? The light. That's where they come from. When you speak in agreement with him, at least you had one, right? You speak in agreement with him, and those things, he provides your needs according to his riches in glory. It comes out of the light. Are you here?
Yes.
What comes out of the light? All your needs supplied according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I hope that blessed you. Let me pray for you. Holy Ghost, I thank you that these people were here and they heard the word, and things have come up into their spirit that they may take hold of and know and walk with you, Holy Ghost, as God in the earth today. We worship you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.